Shkalim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Mosar Truma Mehaya Osimba. What would they do with the leftover money that was in the chests when it came to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that now they had to bring Karbonos from the Truma Chadasha? So what would they do with the leftover money? Rikui Zav Tzipui Lebeis Kodshei HaKadoshim. They would use it to buy thin beaten golden like plates to plate and cover the walls and the ceiling of the Kodesh Kadoshim from the inside. That's what they would use to purchase it. This is the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Moser HaPeiros L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. Now, he's not talking about the same thing, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is talking about Moser HaPeiros. Now, Rabbi Shmuel in the previous Mishnah said that what was left over in the chamber itself, in the Lishka itself, first they would use to purchase the needs of the Tzibur, and then when that was done, Rabbi Shmuel held that they would buy wine and oil and things like that, and then sell to all the people that would come. The Kohanim would sell it to the people that would come, and from that money that they would sell it for, so Rabbi Kiva disagreed that they shouldn't be selling things to make money, but Rabbi Shmuel said they could. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, what did they do? That's called Moser HaPeiros, meaning the fruits from the sale. They would use that L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. Finally, at the end of the sale process, they took the leftover machzis shekels that were in the lishka. They went and they bought wines and oils and things like that. And then they sold the wines and the oils. And then they got money. What did they use for that money? According to Rabbi Shmuel, they bought the kayitz hamizbeach. Kayitz hamizbeach we've had. Kayitz means, the Rav says, like dessert. They would put dessert on the mizbeach, which is olos nedava. They would put olos, the birds that were put on the mizbeach, so the mizbeach shouldn't be batel. There would always be karbanos going on it. That's what they were used for. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Moser HaTruma L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Kiva is going back to Truma Salishka. Tanakama held that the leftovers from the Truma Salishka, meaning what they took out from the chamber and was used to buy the actual karbanos, what was left over. So Tanakama in this Mishnah said that they used it for gold plates. Rabbi Kiva disagreed and he said that was used L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. Like we just said, they would use that money for the Kayitz HaMizbeach. U'moysan Esachim L'Chlei Sharis. And the separate case, according to Rabbi Kiva, they used to have money set aside by an officer of Hekdesh to buy things that were needed for the Nesachim. So for example, let's say they needed flour for the whole year, and they made a stipulation that one seller was going to acquire 3 sa'ah of flour, and then it went up in price. So when these things happened, Hekdesh always had the upper hand. So for example, if let's say they were mekabel that one seller was going to acquire 3 sa'im, and then what happened is later, one seller can get 4 sa'im. Hekdesh was now able to get 4 sa'im. They profited. They'd have to be given that because Yad Hekdesh was always Al Alyona. They always had the upper hand, Hekdesh. Any way that it would go, any way the market went. So that extra sa' they would profit from. And what would they use that for? So here, Rabbi Kiva said that they would use that to purchase a Klei Sharis. Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim Omer, Moisin Asachim, the Kaitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Chanina says that no, they wouldn't use it for Klei Sharis. That, the Moisin Asachim, they would use for the Kaitz HaMizbeach, like we've said, to use to buy Olos to put on the Mizbeach. U'moser HaTruma L'Klei Sharis. But what was used to purchase a Klei Sharis? Rabbi Akiva held that the Nesachim are used for the Klei Sharis. Rabbi Chananya Skanakonim held that the leftover from the Truma Salishka was used for the Klei Sharis. Meaning the money that was used mamish to buy the karbanos, that which was left over, that was used for Klei Sharis. Because he darshened it from a pasuk, the Rav says. Zevazel lo hayim modim beperis. But both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chananya Skanakonim, they both disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel as far as the Peris was after there was left over from Moser of the Lishka itself. Rabbi Shmuel held that they can go and use that and buy items to sell it. And Rabbi Kiva and also Rabbi Chananya Skanakonim held that Hekdesh does not start doing business with that which is remaining in order to make money. So therefore, they both disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel on that.